8:40 on this Wednesday morning. We've been telling you all summer long that because we can't get out and about and visit communities across the Blue Water area like we usually do in the summertime, we're doing it virtually instead of Friday morning remote. During the week, we talk to business owners and community leaders in various different communities around the area. And this week, we're putting the focus on Yale and one of the businesses that's maybe part of the heart and soul of Yale, Michigan. Michigan is the Yale Bakery, owned by Connie and Pat Hayes, and they're on the line with us right now. Connie, Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Owners of the Yale Bakery for only 3 years, but this is a bakery that's been around for, what, probably, is it been 100 years?
Well, we haven't actually come up with an exact number, but we're thinking it's somewhere close.
How about that? What a great
history. Yeah, with the past owners, the numbers they've given us, yeah, it's pushing 100 years.
When you buy a bakery, and I'm assuming this is true, when you buy a bakery, do you buy the recipes that go along with the bakery?
Yes, we actually did buy the recipes, and then we added some of our own personal touches with some new recipes as well.
What fun. Tell us, first of all, I want to know a little bit about your background and how you came to own the Yale Bakery. Was this a lifelong dream?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a lifelong dream, but it was something that was interesting to us. We wanted to do something in our community, you know, that maybe we could make a difference. We knew that Jack and Anna Pellerito, the previous owners, were ready to retire, and they had approached us, and it took us a little bit of time to decide, but once we made the decision, we just went full force into it.
That's the only way you could do it, right?
That's right.
For people that maybe, you know, only know Yale from the Bologna Festival, and you know, so sorry we couldn't have a Bologna Festival this year, but maybe don't know an awful lot about the community, how would you describe Yale?
I would say it's surprisingly a busy town. The storefronts at this time don't really show that, but I mean, M19 runs through, you know, it's a pretty major thoroughfare, and we stay fairly busy because of that, we're certain. In fact, through all the pandemic, we've actually, business has picked up somewhat, for various reasons, you know, that we're not certain of, but we could guess.
Well, give us your best guess.
I think our best guess would be, there was a time where the stores were running out of bread on the shelves and certain things. People were finding that the Yale Bakery make and sell bread. I mean, there's so many things that we offer that people didn't even know. And then once they got in the door to buy bread, I think word of mouth spread from there, and it's we've been very blessed.
Yeah. I think also, you know, people during this time period have been learning to do a lot of baking and bread making and things at home themselves. And if they're not inclined to do that, they certainly want to bring that sort of quality product into their homes. I mean, this has been a time of being home, being with family, and enjoying company conversation and good food too, right?
That's exactly right. We were even at a point where people were asking to buy flour, and we bagged up flour as well for customers who couldn't find it in the grocery stores. And so they were definitely doing a lot of baking and prepping at home.
Yeah. What did you bring to the bakery that was uniquely yours? What did you want to add to what was already on the menu there at the Yale Bakery?
Well, what we wanted to do was, and they had a very nice line of desserts and donuts and things like that, but what we wanted to do was we wanted to add more variety to our menu for our customers. So we did add quite a few more desserts. We added some gluten-free products. We also do a vegan chocolate cake. So we were able to add that, and customers, we get a lot of questions and a lot of requests for that. So that was something big for us and for the community.
I was browsing your pizza menu, as I often enjoy reading pizza menus. If I'm not eating pizza, I'm thinking about pizza. You guys have a bologna pizza, obviously, with the Yale Bologna Festival. Is that a year-round thing you guys do?
No, it's only during the Bologna Festival. We usually add it about a week before, and then it'll last maybe a couple weeks after. And we actually stopped getting requests for it after the Bologna Festival is over. But it's pretty popular during that time.
Hey, that is such a neat festival, and that was missed this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very much missed. You know, the Bologna Festival Committee, they do such a great job putting it on. They spend a lot of time planning it, and it was just really sad to miss that.
Well, on to next year, and we'll hope for bigger and better, and things hopefully returning to some kind of normal. You guys are kind of the heart and soul. I mean, the Yale Bakery is one of those businesses in town that has just been there for a long time, and you probably get to see a real interesting cross-section of the community there, don't you?
That's correct. We do. We have been around a long time. We get a lot of different customers. All the businesses support each other. It's a great community here.
Yeah, we have a good support group right in our own town. Let alone people in and around Yale. And we get people traveling from quite a distance to come and purchase our products sometimes, which. To me, it sometimes can be surprising, but if you want something really good, you have to go for it, right? So
that's right. worth the trip. Well, I got to ask you again about your pizza. What's special about your pizza? Give us the pitch. What is the Yale Bakery's pizza all about?
Well, our dough is made daily, fresh, stretched fresh every day. We try to keep our menu changing a little bit all the time, adding what's new and upcoming. Recently, we just added a dill pickle pizza. So that's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with it on Facebook. We did a contest around it, and it's been great. We make our dough fresh every day. We have a square deep dish pizza, a large and small. And then we also do a thinner crust pizza, which is our round pizzas. So depending on what your likes are and what your style is, that you can order either one. We also offer our round pizza dough fresh to go, so you could take it home and stretch it, have something to do with the kids while they're off school. So that's another option.
Great idea. A lot of fun. If I said the Yale Bakery is best known for, how would you fill in the blank? Yale Bakery is best known for what?
I would say our pizza.
Yeah, I would agree. And the funny thing is, I guess not really funny, but I was born and raised in Yale, so I've been eating this pizza for I'm over 50, so over 50 years now, and
yeah,
I could probably eat a slice of pizza a day. I don't, but thank goodness I can control myself. But yeah, I've just always loved the product that they've had here and that we've continued.
We are kindred spirits. I never get tired of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only our pizza, but we also have our homemade lasagna. We make our meat pies, chicken and beef. We do pasties here, and those are pretty well known for the bakery. So, I hate to just take away from all of that with just the pizza, but
there are so many other products that we have that we offer. We make a few different kinds of bread, subs, Italian meatball subs. But I mean, it would be great to see some new faces in here, and hopefully that in and around Yale for that matter. We've gotten, like I said earlier, we've gotten a lot of support from there's businesses in Yale that have been in business longer than the bakery, of course, Yale Expositor, McMillan's, and if I've forgotten someone, I'm not certain, but yeah, everybody has been so supportive. We're very grateful.
Well, that's great. You guys hang in there, keep hanging in there. And I'll tell you what, this is, because things are so different this year, a lot of people are finding themselves just, going out for the good old-fashioned Sunday drive or any day of the week, just getting in the car. I've been doing that myself, going out for a nice long drive. Make sure that you point your car toward Yale. And when you do stop at the Yale Bakery, what are your hours out there, by the way?
Oh, we're open Monday through Saturday.
So easy on the Sunday drive.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a tradition of the bakery to be closed on Sunday, and we've carried that tradition. We actually try to be open on a Sunday, and it didn't really work out as well as we had hoped. So,
yeah.
So we're going to continue that tradition for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't mess with tradition.
Correct.
With that said, we're open 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right, fantastic. Sounds like the bakery's in good hands. Connie, Pat, thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it. I'm going to head out there and check out your pizza one of these days real soon.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having us,
Thank
Paul.
Thank you so much.
Take care.